Failure is not an option.
Members of Illinois' Sudanese community gather at Truman College in Chicago to talk about events in their homeland.
What is our role back home?
After Sudan's national elections, and with a referendum scheduled on the future of southern Sudan, there is much to discuss. Although many believe the April re-election of President Omar al-Bashir was tainted by fraud, Benjamin Akol believes the vote was important.
This election, in general, it is good because that was the first time Sudanese experienced democracy, and it is a historic moment in their struggle.
Akol fled southern Sudan in 1987.
You are given 3 minutes to say some words.
Now he serves as vice chairman of the Illinois chapter of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, or SPLM. Under the 2005 peace agreement between Sudan's government in Khartoum and the Southerners, southern Sudan became semi-autonomous, and a referendum was set for 2011. The Chicago meeting focused on the possible creation of a new nation-state.
It's a critical juncture for the whole continent.
Will Reno is an associate professor of political science at Northwestern University near Chicago. He says developments in Sudan will have implications beyond Sudan's borders. If the referendum takes place, southern Sudanese are expected to vote for secession.
This is the first time now, with the referendum upcoming next year, that a new country could be created that isn't made out of the old colonial borders. So that's a big departure from the process of decolonization in Africa.
Benjamin Akol says independence would come with serious challenges.
Southern Sudan will be a landlocked country. It will have no outlet, boundaries with lakes and oceans. That will be a problem for all Sudanese. Southern Sudan have oil too that they need to extract, and by doing that they have to have a port whereby they can sell it.
Recently, talks between Sudan's government and the SPLM broke down over who would be eligible to vote in the referendum. Sudanese activist Peter Bull says many of his fellow countrymen worry the referendum might not take place. So do analysts, who predict the North might block the vote and a new North-South war could break out.
It's up to us to really push on to pressure this government that this has to happen. Otherwise, if we remain silent on it, then we know this is not going to happen. And if it didn't happen, then we will have another war in the country.
The war between the North and the South that ended in 2005 left 2 million dead. If the January referendum does take place, it will have little impact on the conflict in Darfur, in western Sudan, which has been in a lull. Several hundred thousand people have died in the violence there, and the United States called it genocide. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has been charged by the International Criminal Tribunal with crimes against humanity in Darfur. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Evanston, Illinois.
وعدت وهنا بقولوا يعني القوة الحقيقية